Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a weekly conversation, folks. It's Tuesday. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. I've got so much to get into tonight, so it's going to be very interesting. If you haven't heard by now, everyone is magically turning into Officer Barb Brady. Move along, nothing to see here. Has William Barr reportedly come out in an AP interview saying that there's not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud, even though there's tons of evidence. I mean, I'm talking like analytical, mathematical data. That it's not like, well, prove that they weren't Republicans that were there. I mean, they had a Republican badge, but prove they weren't Republicans. Prove that, you say you were six. No, this is actual mathematical data that you can say, okay, here's the Republicans that voted, here's the Democrats that voted, here's this. Here's the graph one way, the graph this way for Trump and for Biden, and how can I get that to replicate mathematically? You'll get into that. I'm going to get into the Voter Integrity Fund, because there's 11 hours, and I'd say about maybe 9 hours. 8.5 hours of Arizona, they had a legislative hearing. Of course, the governor of Arizona, yes, I stand by this result in Arizona, just like the liberal governor, the state attorney general. They're certifying this when they're having people that are coming out proving election fraud. Did you get voter? It said that you requested a mail-in ballot, an absentee ballot. No, I didn't. Okay, we're going to have someone contact you to get more information. Is this a great number? Okay, thank you. And they had like two people, but they have tons that they can't share every single solitary phone call of a person that didn't get a ballot. But, you know, I wanted to get into so much that I was at a Stop the Steal rally this weekend. Get into that, you know, because this is far from over. There's so much corruption. You know, I mean, Colin Kaepernick still comes out and condemns U.S. slavery, but then Nike is tied to slavery. So with the indentured servants and, you know, in the China, it's just crazy what's going on here. And then, so much. I mean, so much double standards. I mean, what is it? The pop star Rita Oprah hit with fines for a lavish birthday party when we can't do, I mean, they do whatever they want to, but we can't do whatever we want to. Must be nice. You know, in London, you're on lockdown in London, but she can do whatever she wants to, you know. Then you got Mega Streisand. Lord help that woman. Gushes, Biden will bring back dignity and honesty and intelligence and compassion. When has that statement, or when has he ever done that in his whole entire life? Compassion? Yeah, he's the one that passed the crime bill in 94 that put tons of innocent black people behind bars. Please don't buy an Alexa device, because now Amazon joins your Alexa device together with your neighbors in a shared network called HaveMind. Yeah, I want to have my computers and stuff connected with other people's computers that aren't even mine. Yeah, it's bad enough that Alexa can record your conversations and store them without you even knowing them and sending them to the government, but I mean, they've taken it down, but there used to be photos of Mark Zuckerberg where his, like, he's at a laptop and his laptop camera is taped over. And I've seen tons of photos that have been since taken down where they had people with their cell phone cameras. They were covered over and all kinds of stuff. Oh, but that's just conspiracy theory. I mean, just what is it? What's going on in London? This is in England. You don't have to get a vaccine, but you may not be able to go to certain places if you don't get the vaccine. Yeah, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't have, it's not mandatory to get the vaccine, but there's going to be certain things. You might not be able to fly without the vaccine. You might not be able to go to the movies. Oh, you don't have to get it, but to go to the grocery store, you're going to need a vaccine. I'm proof of it. Matthew 6:21. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and that's where we're at, folks. That's what they're going to do. Oh, we're not mandating you get the vaccine, but if you know you want to go to a concert, you better have the vaccine. They have that proof of it. You don't have to have the vaccine. It's not mandatory, but you're not going to be able to go into Walmart without it or a grocery store without it or fly or not going to be able to do anything. You don't have to get it, but you can't do anything. Yeah, you can't leave your house without proof of the vaccine, but hey, it's not mandatory. That's coming from London, the UK Prime Minister. You may be banned from venues without the vaccine, but it's not mandatory. They're going to make it to where you don't, where you're not allowed to do things unless you get the vaccine. Kind of like to defund the police. Well, it doesn't mean get rid of them. Well, put totally in front of defund and you get totally defund. Yeah, but I was at a Stop the Steal rally this past weekend, and it's just, it was just amazing to be around a bunch of patriots, and, you know, and of course, like I said, you know, that the people in D.C. for the longest time have been milking a bull they think's a cow, and they're about to get the horns, and they're about right, you know, but when we're there, and... Wow, it was just to be around a bunch of patriots and we had a bunch of ex-Marines that were vets, you know, that were our protection. So we had protection. So it's cool. So we had garnered protection. So it was interesting. You know, and we did a memorial for Jessica Whitaker, and if you don't know who she was a lady who was kind of ambushed by a Black Lives Matter Antifa type group because she refused to say Black Lives Matter and said All Lives Matter. Up above the bridge, she was sniped and killed in front of her kid. And when you were walking that canal saying, whose life mattered? All lives matter. Justice for Jessica. Justice for Jessica. Who lives matter? All lives matter. And you had to have like five people, military snipers, in front and the back of us, you know, ex-Marines, protecting us. That's sad. But, you know, of course, they're like, look on the roof, look on the roof, look on the roof, folks. And because, like, when we were at the Circle Center, there were people on the roof and to make sure they're not throwing anything. Because, I mean, Antifa has been known to throw bricks, feces, you name it. Like, when they were throwing those fireworks at the people in D.C. at the Mega Million Man March for Trump, that's not just, like, M80s. They tape them up and put, like, they lightly tape them and put glass and nails and BBs. And there's a girl there, like 12, like she's young, like 12 years old or whatever. And long story made short, she's like, well, yeah, since she's been six, I've been showing her how to respect the gun with like a BB and stuff like this. And she, I had an empty gun, you know, that she learned how to field strip, you know, when she was 8 and 9. So she knew, and now, you know, if the gun shows up, she knows how to, okay, is it loaded? How to unload it? How to make sure it's safe? How to safety it? But it's just crazy, folks, because, like, you know, I never would have thought that you'd have to have, like, when you went down that canal, just to stand up for what you believe in, have that protection, but we did, and it was great, you know, so it was a good time to be around patriots and be around people, you know, that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's where we're at. And to say that there's not one, there's, show us the evidence, there's no evidence. Well, in a court of law, if I'm a witness, and I have a subpoena, and I have an affidavit signed that says that I witnessed this, and I get on the stand, that's evidence. They have hundreds, they have 300 plus subpoenas, but it won't, see, that it doesn't matter. No matter what you produce, the liberals are never going to believe anything you show them, no matter what. No matter what you can prove to them, no matter what you can show them. Okay, well, since 1998, the Arizona population increased by 40% to 45%, and you're telling me that the voter percentage increased by like double that? How can you have more voters in Maricopa County than the increase of the population? Because in Maricopa County in Arizona, that's all they're able to get the data from. I don't know if you ever heard of a man by the name of Dr. Sheba. He has run for Senate in Massachusetts. He is a pattern recognition expert and mathematical analysis expert. And his job is identifying anomalies and providing explanations for these anomalies. And he is basically, I don't know if you know this, but there's a little thing, because he's asked for the, when I vote, if I do a paper ballot and it scans it through the machine, it takes a screenshot of that. And that's how they use to vote, to check your vote. They use those screenshots and they, okay, that this many people voted, that many people voted. That's how they do it. And if you, and they have to save that. Pursuant to a FOIA, USC 20701 and 20702, by federal election laws, you have to keep those ballot images for cast vote records and list vote records. So you can go back and say, hey, I think there's something wrong with this election. I need to see those ballot images. Well, the Secretary of State got back to Dr. Sheila. Oh, we deleted those. You can't. Pursuant to USC 20701 and 20702, you can't do that. That's illegal. So how can you verify the actual vote count if you've deleted the ballots? In Nevada, the judge is demanding that Trump's people be able to see the ballot images. And the same thing in Georgia now. They've been ordered not to destroy them. They can't. But they're trying to do it to cover up the evidence. What Dr. Sheba has done, so you understand, he's doing data analysis. He's doing mathematic analysis. And what he's doing is, they have a graph with a chart. I can't show you because this is a radio broadcast, but with the data and the charts, what he's doing is, this is the counties, and this is Biden's line on the graph, and this is Trump's line on the graph, and this is how do we get these lines on the graph? How do we get the percentage of votes for Biden versus Trump versus no party affiliation versus independents versus Green Party? And, okay, let's do 20% for Biden in the Democratic, 80% for Trump that's Democrat, 80% for Biden that's Republican, 80% for Biden that's a Republican, 20% for Trump that's a Republican, 70-30 for no party affiliation, 0-100 for independents, and 100-0. And you map that in the graph, and it'll give you the lines. And does it replicate what the actual graph shows for the voter data? No. They did what's called a Monte Carlo, and that does millions of possibilities in like a minute, and it's a computer program that does all these. And what they found out, and this has been shared by multiple people who have come to the same conclusion, that there is a, if you give Biden 130% of the vote and Trump minus 30, you give Trump 100% of the vote, the Democrat zero for the Republican. So the Democrat voters, Biden gets 130%, Trump gets minus 30. In the Republican category, Trump gets 100%. Democrats don't vote for him at all. I mean, the Republicans don't vote for him at all. The no party affiliation is 58-36. You know, 36 for Biden on a party affiliation and 58% for no party affiliation. And you do the independents, no one votes for Biden, and Trump 60%. Then you get the Green Party candidates where 60 get Biden and no one votes for Trump. You get a graph that is almost identical to what is shown. And well, wait a minute. Trump got zero, minus 30% of the vote. What are you talking about? What we're talking about is a 1.3 ratio in a vote, or 1/3 of a vote. And what that means is if Trump gets 100 votes and Biden gets 100 votes, take 30 of those Trump votes and give them to Biden. You have the same number of votes, but you're shifting the votes. It's called weighted vote feature, to where you can have two candidates and you can put a weight on a candidate so that their vote's worth more. And what that's basically saying is you do a job and I do the same job, I'll give you $1.20 and I'll give you $1. And you both do the same job. Wait a minute. You collected 10 cans and so did I. How did you get more money than me? Because that guy gave her $1.30 for every can. He got $1 for every can to recycle. And Dr. Shiba basically has tried to expose the fact that there is a weighted voting feature in this software. That the only reason you want that is so you could rig an election. The only reason. And when he was running for Senate, when he was proving this, he was spreading the message. The Secretary of State of Massachusetts had him blocked from Twitter, had that post as fake and fraud and all this stuff. When, look at it, Massachusetts in their state, and I know there's more states, but Massachusetts state law allows you to delete the voter images, the ballot images. That's illegal from USC 20701 and 20702. And technically, by law, that would invalidate any ballot that is destroyed. Is technically, you can't validate that. You can't accept that would be... If they deleted every vote in Massachusetts, every vote in Massachusetts would be null and void. And they would either have to re-vote or they wouldn't count, or Massachusetts wouldn't count at all, from what I'm understanding. Now, if a caller can call in and clarify that actually is not some libertard that, well, there's no voter fraud, there's no nothing, whatever. The Communist News Network, man, they tell the truth. Always been communist. They're great. Now becoming China Network, man, they're phenomenal. None of these networks are covering these hearings. And I love the data hearing stuff. I love the data part of it. I don't like these. I mean, I'm not discrediting anyone. I want to thank every patriot that comes forward and says, hey, I saw illegal, shady crap. I want to say that right now. Thank you for standing up, for saying what you witnessed, the voter fraud. But I like it when you can have actual analytical data that you can shove in people's face. Well, this is the Secretary of State's number for the people that voted. This is her number. She's signing off on this. That this is the percentage of Trump votes, this is the percentage of Biden votes, and this is the percentage of non-party affiliated, you know, and so like this is Trump, Biden, independent, and libertarian. And when you put it in the computer and you do things, well, the population's only gone up by 40% in Maricopa County, or 45%. I forget the exact number. It was no more than 45. I think it was like 44%. But the percentage, but the voters in Maricopa County increased double that. Like you can't have voting in Maricopa County increase at a higher rate than the population. That can't happen. You can't have more people voting than there are people there. In Barack Obama's case, remember, I remember when there were many counties in Ohio that said, wait a minute here. We're just going off of factual data that was brought forth. And this data that was brought forth is like, this is what the state's attorneys general say. This is how many people the state's attorneys general said in Ohio voted in this county. We had 47,652 votes in this county in Ohio. Well, how can that be? Because there's only 35,000 residents that live in that county. Total. That's not registered voters. That's not voting age people. That's every single person from a newborn coming right out of the womb to someone that's got their foot in the coffin. You have 47,000 people voting in a town that has 35,000 people living in it total. That's the data that I love because it's irrefutable. It's not, well, I mean, do you really think they were, well, I mean, I can't say for sure if they, I don't, they were employees. I don't think they're not, I'm 90% sure they're not Republican, but I can't be for sure. But, you know, there was just, you know, I'm glad they're coming forth and saying, hey, this is what I witnessed. This is what I saw. 2 and 2 are equal 4. But when you have people that do analytical data that can prove that there's fraud, when these votes are stored in fractions or decimals, that can mean only one thing, that there is a weighted election, that you can put a percentage on a candidate. So you can give Biden 1 1/4 or 1.25 or 1.3 or 1.38 vote for every one of Trump. So whatever Biden gets votes, Trump gets votes, and you take 30% of that 1.3 is 30% of the Trump's votes get switched to Biden. And they've gone to the New York Times and liberal websites and gotten Minnesota data, and they did math on it, and they said the Libertarian candidate, whenever it got above 2.1%, votes disappeared for the candidate, and it kept it around 2.1%. Now, it might be like 2.14567, you know, whatever the case, but when you round it all down, it's basically 2.1%. And the Libertarian candidate never got above that, because every time it did, the next increment where it showed the ballots, it was brought down to where the Libertarian candidate was only getting 2.1% of the ballot. That's what I like. And I've said this, and I'll say, I mean, I'm not dogging anyone that's coming forward. I love that you're coming forward, but I love the analytical, mathematical data that can't be refuted. When they can prove that more people voted than the population total in that city. And that's coming from Attorney General's data that says, this is how many people that voted in this town in Ohio in 2008. Well, there's not that many people that live in that county total, combined. Even if you had every person vote, no matter if they're an infant, to 1 foot in the grave. And that's the data I love. And when you look at Dr. Brainerd from the Integrity Voter Integrity Fund in Maricopa County, they called tons of people that requested mail-in ballots. And only because you got to understand, this is a world. And when you look at the world in Maricopa County, there's a lot of people there. And then you have to narrow it down. And when you start calling people and calling and your world starts shrinking as it's hard to find people, get a hold of people, and this and that. And just in Maricopa County alone, there's like a 1% of the people that they were able, just that they were able to get a hold of, had never requested a ballot. Never. There was one guy in particular that was on Fox News because he's from Tennessee, voted in Tennessee. He moved to Arizona to train for the Olympics. Okay? His vote was cast in Maricopa County, and it was signature verified. If you have someone that you can prove had a signature verified mail-in ballot who never voted there because he voted in Tennessee, his home state, shouldn't you be investigating every ballot? Because if that happened to one person, how can you prove to me that it didn't happen to anyone else? Oh, but move along. There's nothing to see here. We're certifying the ballots. And like Dr. Brainerd, would you certify this ballot? Would you certify this? I'll give you a subpoena to appear in court. I'll give you an affidavit you can sign. Would you sign an affidavit and everything saying that you swear that this is an honest and legitimate vote? Not in a million years. Dr. Shiva, would you sign basically an affidavit? And their answers are basically like no in a million years. They had a ton of these mathematical, analytical analysts that no way in a million years would they go near an affidavit saying that this is a legit election. But you have all these people that shut up. I stand behind this. This is a legit election in Arizona and Michigan. And you know, especially in Georgia, where it's like very Republican, and they're like, we're not going to, because they were trying to delete in Georgia, especially when again, this, they were the voting machine. They were trying to delete the information on them. And Trump has gotten orders to stop that so that they can get the data off of the machines. If they get the voter images, they can prove one way or the other because they can back the voter images to the data. Okay, our voter images show Trump won in a landslide. Well, that's not what the data shows. You know, they have Biden winning. Wrong. And that's why in Arizona, that's why those are so critical. And that's why in Nevada, Trump's legal team, they're going to be able to see that. They're demanding. They have to be able to have that. Because that's going to show the real-time data before anything flips. Because if it takes a screenshot of the image, they can't alter that screenshot. Once it gets put in, it can give 1.3% of the vote to Biden and 70% to Trump. That's why you can have fractions when they've looked it up, there's decimal points of a vote, fractions of a vote. There can't be a fraction of a vote if you're doing 1-to-1. I think we need to look at the Equal Protection Act, because it's not obviously working for this election. It's not. And I want to let my listeners know, and don't back down, don't stop. I'm going to tell you right now, since I've been doing this program, I can't tell you. I'll be honest. I'm going to keep it very clean. I'm going to use expletives. And you're going to know what I mean, but I'm not going to say the words, because I'm not going to do that. I've been called a Hitler supporter, an hater, a racist, sexist, bigot, xenophobe, transphobe, gayphobe, any phobe you could, any racial slur you could give, I've been called that. 99% of what Trump calls me is an American, because, you know, sometimes they'll call us patriots, and that's what we call each other at rallies, for patriots. Don't back down. What's there to hide? If there's no voter fraud, then why don't give us access to these voting machines and the data in them, and we can prove Biden truly won legitimately. But they're quick to certify this. We're going to quick certify it, even though we have mathematical, analytical, and pattern analysis experts contradicting that. And they're finding, and this guy is, and there's been people that, especially in Arizona, that I found this kind of irregularity in multiple states. This is far from over, because we the people are not backing down. Now the one question I've asked, and I'm trying to get some answers, but how do we know that this mathematical anomaly isn't going to be happening in Arizona? I've even joked that it's like they, not really joke, but like, hey, I believe that it's fixed in Arizona. All people are saying we need to get out there en masse to ensure, because supposedly there's so many Trump votes that came in that it froze up the system. What if they fix that? They have time between now and then to fix the thing so that, oh, now it can accept an infinite number of, so it wouldn't matter. But, and one thing we're talking about with this is not just, well, first of all, it's not just about Trump and Biden. This is about voter integrity, about ensuring that we have a free and fair election. Because, oh, it's all fun and games for you liberals. Oh, yeah, F Trump, F this, yeah, go Biden. But wait till they start telling you to do this or to do that, or you can't do this, or they start censoring your, or they start doing stuff that you disagree with. How are you going to change, how are you going to vote them out if they have a weighted voting feature to guarantee who they want to have be president or governor or mayor? They get their way with a rigged election. Remember, Bernie Sanders had the Democratic presidential nomination stolen from him by Hillary Rodham Clinton. I bring that up a lot. Why? Because they're doing it now only to Donald J. Trump, and they did it to Hillary Clinton. Just wait till your freedom of speech is taken away. Just wait. I urge all my listeners, when you go to these Stop the Steal rallies, get phone numbers. Do old school. Contact old school. Do whatever you have to. Get on the airways and learn Morse code and whatever you have to do. get the message out any way we can. You know, I'm just writing someone. Yeah, I'm just wondering why Michelle Obama was not Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Of course, I'm getting libertards going nuts. But hey, that's what I do. I'm paid to PO libertards. That's what I do. But, you know, this is, it's just, when you, and the problem we're having with this whole nonsense, and it is nonsense, look at how many people are standing with President Trump. We the people are. I commented to someone about the, you know, about 3%. You know, I said, well, you know, talking about the 3% lock and load and all this, like, hey, well, there's, and somebody commented, like, well, there's like 90 million. What do you mean 3% or whatever? And someone else was like, huh, what do you mean? And they're like laughing at me. And I commented below, I said, yeah, that tells you how retarded you are. The 3% was the bankers, the farmers, the store owners. And the everyday man that stood up and defeated the biggest army at the time, the British Army, to America, America, instead of becoming British. It was 3%. We have way more than 3% now. But it was only 3%. And it's called, that they were called the 3%. They were called the 3%. And I'm telling you what, it was fun. Because when you educate people, because what do you mean 3%? Well, yeah. There are people in the military that will have on some of their stuff that they just wear, like when they're out and about and they got their camos, they have a 3% patch. Yeah, it's what you do. I mean, you gotta look at it from that standpoint. You know, when they don't get it, they don't get it, and they never will. And that's what it is, folks. And that's what I try to educate people because they don't get it. Trump's a threat to our democracy. I said, no, he's not. We're not a democracy. I said, you don't make no sense. Huh? And then they laughed at me. I'm like, well, I said, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Hello, wake up. You know, we have a constitution. They had a guy call in to Rush Limbaugh's program. Who is basically from, he's American, you know, but he's originally from South Africa, as is some of his family is still there and stuff, and, you know, he still keeps in communication with stuff and what's going on, and South Africa and Zimbabwe and stuff are mocking our election process, because in Zimbabwe, you have to, no joke, you have to have ID to vote, period. And they have to do all these cross-reference checks, and if you don't match, and this doesn't match, sorry, folks, you can't vote. There's no fraud in elections, but when they had people that admitted that they were taking illegals around New York and voting 3 and 4 times because you don't have to have ID. That's fake. That's a guy admitting what they were doing. That's illegal. This is not a conservative. This is a Democrat saying, yeah, we were voting. Yeah, we were taking people around and having them vote 3 and 4 times. And that's scary. You know, I mean, Twitter or Facebook or anything, they have a fake photo of an Australian soldier on top of a giant Australian flag beheading a child. It's so fake, it's not even funny. But Twitter and none of them are taking it down or saying it's fake or false or whatever. You can say, well, you can say whatever you want to about vaccines. But when you can't say, but they say that you're a conspiracy theorist. Because people are called, yeah, whatever. No, you really think that they're going to keep you from doing, yeah. The UK Prime Minister said, you might, they're not going to be mandatory, the vaccine for COVID. It's not going to be mandatory, but there's going to be some things you probably won't be able to do unless you get the vaccine. I had people telling me that they're not going to make you get this. They're not going to keep you from, and there's a lot of people that say they want to hold off the vaccine in America so that they can get Biden in there and then they can mandate you have to get it. Yeah, well, they can. Let me get a random vaccine. Let me get one of those COVID vaccines that I can prove it's an actual vaccine, and let me give it to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these people. And if he's still alive, Harry Reid and Maxine Waters, give them all the vaccine. I guarantee $100, I'd put $1 million bet. I'd put $1 billion bet that none of the politicians are going to get that vaccine, no one. I've talked to so many doctors that there's so many immune therapies, I wouldn't even waste my time with the vaccine. It has a 99% survival rate, and there's so many, and they have, you know, and if there's so many people that are supposedly getting it, then they should have tons of blood that has the antibodies. So, just a second. Hello? You there? There was the United Spot did a whole video. Just wait till you can't get on a plane or you're told you can't do this or that without proof of the COVID vaccine. And people were saying, oh, that's a conspiracy. That's this, that's that. Well, the UK Prime Minister basically has said point blank that right then and there. That we're not going to mandate you get the vaccine, but there's going to be some things you're probably not going to be able to legally do unless you have proof that you got the vaccine. Now, I've actually seen videos, whether it's true or not, where there's a medical expert that says that this is what's in the vaccine, and they have stuff in it that they'll be able to tell if you've gotten the vaccine or not. So, but whether you think it's safe or not or whatever, they're going to make you take a vaccine or not allow you to do certain things. And I will say this. 99% of the people will survive the virus. Let's just say it's 99. It's higher than that, but it's 99%. In the United States, that can be 1 million people no matter what you do. No matter how masked up you are, no matter what. I've had so many people share the photo of a person, and this is what you wear in a coal mine, this is what you wear in smoke, this is what you wear when you're painting, this is what you wear for pesticides, and if you're in a radioactive area, and this is what you wear for the deadliest virus in history, and it shows these little cheap-ass masks, and I have literally taken those masks, and I worked and I kind of do part-time, but because of COVID, I haven't been there. I don't work there that much just because they're trying to keep only the people that are full-time working there. But I've taken masks that they've, like, those the Chinese-made masks that you get at all the hospitals and all the places, you know, like at where I work and everything. And I got one like 3 years ago because I wasn't feeling well. And when you're in the assisted living community, if you're not feeling well, you put it on so you don't spread the cold or flu or whatever you have. Thank you, Trump, because you never hear anyone having the flu or stomach flu or anything like that. But so you don't spread it. And I'm like, well, I wondered, this is like 4 years ago, is this a real mask? Does it really work? Does it really protect? And I looked up these websites to see how to tell if the mask is real or not. Now you have people coming out saying there are people that were doing videos recently to show if a mask is real. Does it actually protect you if it doesn't? How to prove a real mask from a fake mask? And guess what? They're debunking. Well, this is not really true. A mask will still protect you even if you can blow out a candle, even if you can do all this stuff. And it's like, isn't that funny how now they're demonizing all these factual sites and things that I looked up like 4 years ago to prove if a mask is real. Now, because of COVID, all these things to identify if you have a real mask or not, all of a sudden now that doesn't mean anything because that's not really true. I know you can sit there and put a lighter in front of the mask and blow it out like that. I even went to Walmart as a joke and got a bag of balloons, and I put a balloon right up to the, like, about like a quarter, about a millimeter away from it, and I was able to inflate it. I was getting that much air through the mask. And if you can get that much air through the mask, how much is it really protecting you? And then they have people that twist the ear things and loops and go around there so they can get air through the side. Well, that's just another, if air can get through so you can breathe better, well, guess what? That's another spot for air and stuff to get in. Shut up and put on a mask. We're going to do whatever we want to. I'm going to go to the French Laundry and I'm going to have a bash. But you can't have Thanksgiving. You can't have Christmas. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to. I'm a politician. I'm above the law. I'm going to do whatever I want to. But you put on a mask. Do what you're told. Do what the corrupt, democratic, controlled New World Order politicians tell you to do. Just because you see every politician not following the rules doesn't mean you don't have to. I never thought I would see a country where you have the Constitution. You have the right to peaceful assembly. It doesn't say you have the right to peaceful assembly except for a pandemic. In our world's history, when you had a pandemic, the people that were sick, you quarantined them. You put them in, whether it was like a special hospital, like a MASH type hospital, or you stayed home. And everyone just went. Not now. Not now. We have a 99% survivable rate virus, but you need to stay home and do nothing. And like I've said, no matter what you do, I've had two doctors tell me no matter what we do, a million people could still die from COVID no matter what you do. Because they always try to, Trump didn't do anything. You know, they called Trump a xenophobe. They called him racist, all this crap because he banned travel and did all this stuff to try to stop the virus. And now they say he didn't do anything. I told one person, I said, well, was Trump a racist xenophobe for banning travel to China and doing all this stuff to prevent the virus? Because that's what you guys call him. You can't call him that for banning travel and doing all this stuff and then say, wait a minute here, he either didn't do enough. No, what it is no matter what Trump says or does, you're not going to agree with them. I mean, I'm just reading here a tweet from President Trump that he is coming out in support of oxygen. So if you're a Democrat and you hate Trump, then you better not breathe, because Trump supports oxygen, folks. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Trump supports oxygen, folks. So if you hate Trump, don't breathe. But don't worry, folks. It's okay, because Amazon joins your Alexa device together with your neighbors, so that your Alexa device is connected with your neighbors, whether you want to or not, with a have mind. Don't you want to have your electronical devices connected to other people's that are your neighbors that you know? That's why I don't have an Alexa. We have one at work, but so what? I'm not going to ever get one. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. You know, but this is how bad it is. You know, but it's okay. It's a conspiracy. No, it's not. That's the problem. It's a conspiracy theory. And then they ignore it. You know, we were called conspiracy theorists when we said that they're not going to let you go or do without proof for the COVID vaccine. And now the UK Prime Minister has basically said that. Well, folks, we're not going to mandate you get the vaccine, but you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant, a grocery store, drive a car, go anywhere, do anything. You won't be able to leave your home. Yeah, you don't have to get the vaccine. Trust me, you don't have to. But you can't do anything unless you have it, so hey. Kind of like that jest that I talk about. It's jest, you know. Well, it's just a penny. Come on, folks. What's wrong with a penny tax? Well, you want great roads, right? Well, the good roads are 5 cents. Great roads are 10 cents. It's only 9 cents more than that penny tax to get great roads. Don't you want great roads? It's just 9 more cents. Well, don't you want to have health care for everyone? It's just $4. And don't you just want to have houses for everyone? Oh, and free college and we're not going to take away your guns. Oh, that would be wrong. It's just a background check. Come on, folks. Don't you trust us? It's just defunding the police. We're not getting rid of them. No, we're just going to defund the police. We're just going to totally defund the police. Yeah, and then when one person dies because the background check that you okayed isn't strong enough, well, we need to do something because, yeah, I mean, that background check, hey, folks, background check really didn't do anything. So we need to clamp down on guns even harder. And then when another person dies, then, well, that still didn't do it. And they're just going to keep in because they can claim every time they try to take your gun rights, they're not trying to take your gun rights away. They're just going to, it's just a little law. They just want to wedge into a piece of cheese until they break the piece of Parmesan. They just want a little piece. It's just a background check. It's just a tax on bullets. It's just this, it's that. And every time someone dies, they can demand, since that wasn't strict enough, more legislation until you can't own a gun. Or the police no longer exists. Well, let's just get rid of the police and let's get a military, you know. Let's start by calling the Federal Reserve what it is, a national bank. You know, you got the governor of Arizona, the governor of Georgia, trying to shut up. There's no fraud. There's no this. There's no that. No. You politicians are milking a bull. You think it's a cow, and you're about to get the dang horns. Because I'll be honest with you. I have heard this from 50 people. And I'm not kidding you. Okay, I would say 12 people personally I've heard that have said that, I never thought I'd be saying this, but if I have to die for the freedoms of this country, then I'll have to die. Because I'm not going to let the freedoms of this country go. So many people came before me and died so that we could have a free country. And if I have to do that to ensure that future generations have a free country, I'm going to do that. Just know, folks, that this Stop the Steal movement's not ending ever. It's called a mega movement also because when we got to keep them, we got to keep what Trump's doing going. We got to keep this movement going so that we have an America first country. I don't know how anyone can stand with Biden. It's now, I think there's a lot of Joy Behart, you know. Just shut up, lie to the people, and then once you're in, be pro-Second Amendment until you get in and then say you're going to ban guns. What the heck? That's basically what she said the one time. Lie to get in and then do your own agenda. Do whatever you want to. I've been called everything under the sun, but Trump calls me a patriot. Trump calls me an American. We will not back down. We will not stop fighting. This is our country. Don't let these stupid politicians tell you what you can do. Well, in your own home, you have to wear a mask when you're at home if you have a party more than six. Do me a favor. If your neighbor has more than six people in your house, call the cops, call the military, call the National Guard, have their asses arrested, have them get shot. Do it. Do it. It is your patriotic duty to turn in your neighbor for violating the mandate that I, your governor, say. You will get the vaccine. Or we'll have a ricin shower you'll go in with acid and you'll be burned alive. Your choice. Vaccine or burned alive in an acid shower. Trust me, the vaccine is for the better good. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it because I'm a politician. But you must follow my orders and get the vaccine. Oh, I'm going to do whatever I want to, but you don't have the right to do it. I'm going to have 1,000 people at my governor's mansion, but you have to have no more than 4 people at a house, and we have to have proof. We're going to put cameras in your house and masks. You don't believe me? It's a conspiracy. You think it's a conspiracy theory? California, they're already demanding you wear a mask when you're in your house, and they're limiting the number of people you can have at Thanksgiving and Christmas, if you can even have them. Oh, it's a conspiracy? In the UK, a vaccine is not mandatory, but they're going to limit you on things you can actually do until you get that vaccine. Remember, folks, I'm Kyle from the Weekly Conversation, part of the Peachy Pink Nation, reminding you, we're the 3% Minutemen. Don't give up. Don't back down, ever. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.